Welcome back to the Canada Immigration News Podcast, your trusted source for staying up to date on the latest immigration policies, programs, and trends from coast to coast. On today's episode, we've got major updates from the Express Entry System, including the first Canadian Experience class-specific draw in nearly 3 years. We'll also cover Canada's plans to expand visa application services in Mexico and break down the latest invitations issued through the International Experience Canada program. Let's dive right in. Long-awaited Canadian Experience Class Express Entry Draw. In an immigration update that many have been eagerly anticipating, IRCC held a game-changing Express Entry Draw on May 31st focused specifically on candidates from the Canadian Experience Class. This marked the first time the CEC category was targeted since way back in September 2021. In this milestone draw, IRCC issued 3,000 invitations to apply with a minimum score requirement of 522 points. The tie-break rule was applied to candidates with the same score at the March 19, 2024. For context, as of May 29, there were 224,404 active candidate profiles across all express entry categories vying for an invitation. So far in 2024, Canada has issued a total of 41,955 ITAs through the Express Entry System. Expanding visa services in Mexico. Next up, some news for those looking to visit or make their way to Canada from our friends down in Mexico. In an effort to better accommodate increasing demand, Canada has announced plans to open an additional 3 new visa application centers across Mexico by the end of May 2024. These new visa application centers will be located in the major metropolitan areas of Mexico City, Monterrey, and Guadalajara. Initially, the centers will focus solely on providing biometric collection services for visa applications. However, the long-term plan is to expand their service offerings to include passport intake and transmission of other required documents as well. Once these additional locations are up and running, Mexico will have a total of 4 visa application centers operating across its 3 largest cities. This expansion aims to streamline the visa application process for Mexican nationals while continuing to uphold the integrity of Canada's immigration screening procedures. It's also expected to foster stronger travel and people-to-people connections between the two nations moving forward. Latest IEC invitation draws. Shifting gears now to the world of youth mobility, over the past 2 weeks IRCC has issued a staggering 4,615 new invitations to young candidates from around the world through the IEC program. As of June 2nd, there were over 34,000 candidates registered in the IEC pool eagerly awaiting their chance at an invitation to apply for an open work permit through these popular working holiday streams. Breaking down the latest draws by country, Canada invited candidates from a total of 28 partner nations, with draws ranging from just a single invitation issued for Luxembourg and the Netherlands up to nearly 1,300 invites for candidates from South Korea. Other top invited groups included nearly 900 UK candidates, almost 400 from both France and Japan, and around 250 young workers from Germany. This flurry of new IEC invitations brings Canada's total for the program in 2024 up to an impressive 83,384 issued so far. And that's a wrap on episode 22 of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. We covered some seriously major developments this time around, from that long-awaited CEC Express Entry draw to expansion of visa services south of the border and the latest IEC invitation spanning dozens of partner countries. Whether you're a skilled worker looking to settle permanently or a young adventurer seeking extraordinary new experiences abroad, Canada clearly remains an immigration destination of choice on the world stage. We'll be back very soon with more of the biggest news and insights, so make sure to stay tuned. Until next time, over and out.